This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Iranian intelligence officer and three members of an Iranian intelligence network have all been charged in Manhattan, New York, with plotting to lure a U.S. resident and human rights activist from New York City to Iran. The indictment in Manhattan federal court alleges that the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. According to the indictment, all of the targeted victims had been critical of Iran. One defendant not charged in the kidnapping plot was arrested July 1st in California. Her lawyer declined to comment. The rest are fugitives believed to be based in Iran. New COVID-19 cases per day in the U.S. have doubled over the past 3 weeks, driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant, lagging vaccination rates and 4th of July gatherings. Infections jumped to an average of 23,600 a day on Monday. That is up from 11,300 on June 23rd. South Africa's police say that at least 72 people were killed. 1,234 have been arrested. An unrest set off by the imprisonment last week of former President Jacob Zuma. In a statement issued Tuesday night, the police major general says many of the deaths were caused by stampedes when shops were getting looted. He says 27 deaths are being investigated in one province. In addition to the people crushed, he says, the police are investigating deaths that appear to be caused by explosions. This